Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show where we unwrap the science, the secrets, and the surprisingly fascinating stories behind the boxes, bags, and containers that hold our world together. I'm your host, Alec. Have you ever bought a bag of salad and wondered how on earth those delicate leaves are still perfectly crisp a week later? Or picked up a package of ground beef that's still beautifully red, not grimly gray? Is it magic? Sorcery? Well, it's actually science, and we have a scientific sorceress here to explain it all. Please welcome to the show, Stacy, a brilliant food scientist who specializes in making our food last longer and taste better. Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alec. And scientific sorceress is officially my new job title. I'm having new business cards made tomorrow.
I expect a 10% cut. So, Stacy, let's dive right in. We're talking about something called modified atmosphere packaging, or MAP. It sounds incredibly high-tech. Are we talking about sending my guacamole to space?
Not quite, though I'm sure the astronauts would appreciate non-browning guacamole. It's actually a beautifully simple concept. We're just changing the air inside the package to keep the food fresh.
Changing the air. Okay, explain that. What's wrong with regular old air? It works for me.
Regular air is about 21% oxygen. And while we need it to live, oxygen is the mortal enemy of fresh food. It fuels the growth of bacteria and fungi, causes oxidative decay, which is what turns your apple slices brown, and generally just speeds up the spoilage process.
Right. Oxygen is the villain of the story.
Exactly. So with modified atmosphere packaging, we flush out most of that regular air and replace it with a specific tailored mix of gases. Usually, we dramatically lower the oxygen to less than 5% and increase gases like carbon dioxide and nitrogen.
So you're telling oxygen to take a hike and inviting its less troublesome friends, carbon dioxide and nitrogen, to the party.
That's a perfect way to put it. Carbon dioxide is fantastic at inhibiting the growth of most common bacteria and molds. And nitrogen is an inert filler gas. It doesn't react with the food. So it's mainly used to prevent the package from collapsing when you've taken all the oxygen out. It keeps your bag of chips looking full and not like a sad, deflated balloon.
Ah, the noble nitrogen, the protector of chip integrity. I always thought that was just a marketing trick to make me think I was getting more chips.
It's a happy side effect, but its main job is protection. So, by creating this special atmosphere, we're essentially putting the food into a state of suspended animation. We slow down its respiration and the chemical reactions that lead to spoilage.
It's like a spa day for my spinach. That makes sense. So where are we seeing this technology in action? What should I be looking for in the grocery store?
It's everywhere once you know what to look for. All those bagged salads and pre-cut vegetables, fresh pasta, most packages of raw meat, poultry, and fish.
The meat aisle, really?
Oh, absolutely. It's a game changer for meat. A high oxygen mix can be used to keep red meat looking that bright cherry red color that consumers associate with freshness. For other meats, a low oxygen, high carbon dioxide mix can double or even triple the shelf life.
Wow. And I assume baked goods, cheeses, all that kind of stuff too?
Yep. Things that are susceptible to mold, like bread or shredded cheese, benefit hugely from the low oxygen environment. It can extend the shelf life from days to weeks, all without using chemical preservatives.
That's the amazing part. It's a natural solution in a way. You're just using the gases that are already in the air around us.
Precisely. Okay, so let's get a little bit into the nitty-gritty of how this is done. It's not just the gas, right? The package itself has to be special.
Okay, time to nerd out. Hit me with it.
Well, the packaging material is critical. There's no point creating this perfectly balanced atmosphere if it's just going to leak out, or if oxygen can creep back in. So companies use plastic films with specific barrier properties or rigid packaging with tight seals. They're engineered to keep the custom gas mix in and the outside air out.
So the plastic is like a high-tech bouncer for gases. Sorry, oxygen, you're not on the list tonight.
A very tiny, very effective bouncer. The seal integrity has to be perfect. Even a microscopic leak can compromise the whole package, letting oxygen seep in and undo all that great work.
That sounds stressful for the packaging companies. A lot of pressure to be perfect.
It is. That's why there's a lot of investment required. You need the machinery to do the gas flushing and sealing, sophisticated gas control and mixing equipment, and ongoing rigorous quality checks to make sure every single seal is perfect.
Which brings me to the business side of things. This sounds expensive. Is it actually worth it for these companies?
The return on investment, or ROI, is incredibly strong. Think about it from a food waste perspective. If you can extend the shelf life of a product by even a few days, you drastically reduce the amount of product that has to be thrown out at the retail level because it expired.
Right. Less spoiled food in the dumpster means more sellable product on the shelf.
Exactly. It also allows for wider distribution. A producer in California can ship fresh-cut salads all the way to New York, and they'll still be fresh when they arrive. That opens up huge new markets. And for consumers, it means less waste at home. We've all had that moment of buying produce and having it go bad before we get a chance to eat it. MAP helps prevent that.
So it's good for the company's bottom line, and it's good for my wallet because my spinach doesn't turn into green slime 2 days after I buy it. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. It's a key tool in the fight against food waste, which is a massive global issue.
That's fascinating. So what's next for this technology? Are we going to see even more advanced packaging in the future?
Definitely. We're moving towards what's called active and intelligent packaging. Imagine a small patch on your package of chicken that changes color if the seal has been broken and oxygen has gotten in.
A freshness indicator. I love that. No more guessing game.
Exactly. Or active packaging that contains material designed to actively scavenge any stray oxygen molecules that might be in the package or release antimicrobial agents over time. The technology is constantly evolving to be smarter and more effective.
The future of packaging is alive. Or, well, it keeps things from being too alive, I guess. Stacy, this has been incredibly enlightening. You've demystified the air in our food, and I'll never look at a bag of salad the same way again.
My pleasure, Alec. It was fun to pull back the curtain on some of this everyday science.
Fantastic. That was Stacy, the official scientific sorceress of food preservation. Thanks again for being here, and thanks to all of you for tuning in to Let's Talk Packaging. I'm Alec, reminding you to always be curious about the world around you, even the plastic wrap on your cheese. Until next time.